702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
All right, let's catch up with the world of viral content. Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Bele.
Are you well this morning?
I am well, thank you, Bele. Always good on a Tuesday and a Friday, hey?
All right, let's get straight to it. I mean, I suppose the big story, whether it's, the news or just what people are talking about on social media, is obviously going to be about the passing of Bob Mabena. And now what? There's a video of him talking about life and death.
Yeah, so I mean, lots of tributes on social media on the passing of Bra Bob, and one particular video that's going around is a chat that he had with DJ Spoo. He's got this Hustlers sort of podcast thing that he has, and they're talking about radio and side hustles and all that kind of stuff, and then they get to a part where Bob starts speaking a little bit about life and death, and it's poignant, and I thought it might be worth playing this morning, but let's take a listen to the words from Bob Mabena.
You know, Spoo, it's opportunity is a fleeting moment, and the man upstairs doesn't look at us in terms of day and night. We're all like on a flat line like this, and it starts here and it ends here. You're born and then you pass on. I think our inability to look at it that way makes us think that tomorrow is a given, But I think you've had the ability to look at it and think, this is not going to last that long. I better do something about this now. And you see, the more you do that, the more you get excited about stuff.
Oh, wow. Right.
But, yeah.
Maybe the thing that I've been thinking about is and maybe people can share some of these stories, Kabazela, around loved ones or people they have known who almost had, I don't know, shall we call it a sixth sense that maybe their time was soon to be up? And I ask that because of the clip that you've just played, but also as I'm talking to you, I'm literally looking at my Instagram feed, and I'm looking at Bob Mabena's last post, which is a picture, a classical painting of two, let's call them maidens, in a meadow picking up flowers. And he's got that quote from that famous poem, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying. And this time, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be," and he puts dot, 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 dot. And then he says, "Carpe diem." That was his last Instagram post, and that was, 2 days ago. And I thought maybe, as we reflect, of course, on the life and times of Bob Mabena and his contribution to broadcasting, that post certainly gives a sense that maybe he had an idea of what might have been coming, or maybe, of course, it was just a random post that moved him on the day. I mean, I'll never know. Nobody will ever really be able to say for sure. But have you lost a loved one who gave a message whose last words to you made you now, looking back, feel that, hang on, did this person have a sixth sense about what was about to unfold? Because I think that's what is reflected in the interview you've just played, but also in his last post on Instagram, that sense that he knew that he'd run his race, his journey was coming to a close. And therefore, he put that message out as his sort of bye-bye to the rest of us, right? "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may." So maybe we can take some calls on that on 011-883-0702. All right, Kabazela, tell me about the influencer challenge. This is really funny stuff.
Yeah, this is one of the funniest challenges I've seen in a long, long time. So it started on TikTok. And basically what it is people are taking the mickey out of these influencers. So if you don't know what an influencer is, influencers are people who have social media accounts. They are followed by lots and lots of people, and people follow them for specific reasons. Might be fitness, might be sport, might be whatever it might be, a hobby, etc., etc. So the trick with this influencer challenge is you go and you sit down in front of your family and you secretly record them. And you look into the camera now, you are an influencer, and you start saying all these things like, you know, I do a 45-day push-up challenge and my eating routine is only vegetables and this and that and that, and I don't eat red meat for my skin, blah, 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 you know, a whole bunch of nonsense. And then you're recording the family's reactions. And that's what's so funny is the family's reactions, because they're looking at you and they're thinking, you don't do that. You eat red meat. And now you're saying you don't eat red meat. Very, very funny. So this clip we're about to play is one of the clips that has gone totally viral. It's got 2 million views. And it's a South African girl who lives in Boksburg. And here she is talking about how she's an influencer in front of her family and her family's reaction. They just look at each other and they think, what is going on here? But let's take a listen to her pretending to be an influencer.
Hey guys, welcome to my channel. So, like I said last week, I will tell you guys my skincare and workout routine. So, first of all, I'll just make this short. For my skin, I don't eat any red or white meat. So, no beef, no chicken, sometimes no fish. I only eat sushi. So, sorry about that. So, you know, that's how it works. Then for my body, I work out a lot. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. And then, I do a 45-day push-up.
And of course, the reason she sounds so distracted is that, and I've seen this video, Kamazela. Yeah, her family are looking at her and they just can't stop laughing, because obviously, almost everything she's claiming would apparently seem to be untrue. And I think that's been a trend a lot of people have then picked up to record their own social influencer videos. All right, Kamazela, that's what's gone viral. That's where we will leave it for today. I'll take your calls and WhatsApp voice notes and 072-702-1702. I want to know about friends, uncles. I mean, last year, I think it was, on the 1st of February last year, my uncle, who has played a big role in my life, right, my mother's brother, he'd been ill. He was in hospital. And he was nowhere near being discharged, and he simply took off all the things that they had, you know, all the drip pipes and all of the things that they had plugged into him, and he went and sat in reception in his hospital pajamas, and everyone was asking, what on earth is going on, what are you doing? And he said, no, my transport is here, there are people who are here to fetch me, I'm going now. And obviously, you know, they calmed him down and they put him back into the ward. And that night he passed on in his sleep. And that's always given us a sense that he knew his time was up. Let's hear more of those stories on 011-883-0702.